Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my husband, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Each week on the podcast, my objective is to get you thinking smart, reflecting about your leadership and influence, and to charge your mindset so that you can charge into the storm. Over the course of the last 119 episodes, I have brought examples of people, shared stories about my experiences, and told tales of my adventures in leadership and life. This episode is a reflection of the thinking we've done since the start of the third season. This episode, I want to do something for all of us, as well as challenge you and your beliefs. We currently live in an age where our computers, smartphones, and tablets automatically apply unforeseen and unseen algorithms to reinforce our beliefs and support our convictions. I'm always amazed that when I look at an ad on my phone for more than 3 seconds, how everything else I have on the internet, anywhere else, shows me the running shoes I was looking at, regardless of the device. I mean, the technology is pretty cool when applied correctly. I get all kinds of suggested artists on my iTunes account and on Spotify, and I usually like them. However, when I'm not in the mood for my usual, it becomes difficult to re-navigate to find things outside of the artificial intelligence that keeps driving home my beliefs. It becomes difficult for me to see other perspectives, and most importantly, my beliefs become a little clouded because the algorithms keep sending me one set of perspectives, my own. This really got me thinking about how our beliefs about ourselves can really hinder our ability to see the bigger picture if we have shrunk from the endless possibilities we used to have as a result of too many life experiences or the old-style internal algorithms that fed our belief system. How do we protect ourselves so that we maintain the positive beliefs we have and not fall into the pit of pessimism? Well, we remind ourselves of what we believe. We challenge those that don't believe in us, and we reflect with regularity to make certain that what we feel about ourselves, our strengths, and our skills is actually real. Have you ever been around someone who believes that only bad things happen to them? Have you ever been around someone who believes that they're always right, or someone who has an entitlement belief system? They're draining! So let's look at how we can frame for ourselves and others the importance of believing. But before I get into it, I want to share with you the first time I ever observed someone's entire life belief system disintegrate and how they responded and how that made me feel. Because it is very powerful to coach someone to a new reality, especially when it is positive. However, this story, well, this one stings a little bit for me. Now, here's a little background for you. In my family's Christian tradition, we have a guy named Santa Claus who arrives while you're sleeping and drops off presents for good little boys and girls. Children believe that Santa lives at the North Pole and provides gifts for you and your family. The tale is simply that he will bring you presents for being a good person and comes only once a year. So about 6 years ago, when my son was in middle school, my wife and I didn't know if our son Charlie still believed in Santa or not, and we were suspecting that he had learned at school that Santa was not real. We were afraid that he was going to say something to his little sister and disrupt her belief system. You see, as a parent, the magic of watching your child be so excited on Christmas morning as they open their gifts from Santa, it's priceless. So we were nervous about Charlie saying something to his sister Grace, who was only 8 at the time. Well, I thought I would get to the bottom of it and use my middle school principal investigatory skills to feel out Charlie. He had raised questions to both of his grandpas, had hinted about it at home, and my wife and I were pretty confident that he knew the truth about Santa Claus. So on a Saturday afternoon, I decided to take Charlie for a walk, probably the end of November, early December. We were about 10 minutes in when I broached the Santa topic. I'll never forget this walk because it did not go the way I had envisioned. So here's how the next 15 minutes played out. "So Charlie, what do your friends say about Santa?" Charlie said, "Well, some believe and others don't." And then I said, "Hey, what do they say?" Charlie said, "Some say that it's a little kid thing and others say that they know who Santa really is." "Oh yeah," I said, "what else do they say?" "Well," Charlie said, "some say they don't want to say anything because they're afraid that they won't get any presents." And then I said, "Really? Why is that?" And Charlie said, "Dad, well, we all kind of know." Now, I was doing my best here to be neutral, Play the role of the ignorant dad who's clueless. Never let on to a kid that you know what they're really thinking kind of stuff. So then I said, "So Charlie, what is it that you kind of all know?" And he looked at me above his glasses and with great sincerity and said to me, "Well, you know, Dad." And that's when I knew he knew. Or at least I thought I did. So I said, "Charlie, you know, right?" And he said, "Yep." "Well, just please don't say anything to your sister," I told him. He looked at me guiltily, and I jumped to an awful conclusion. I said, "You told her?" And he was just staring at me, and I said, "Oh, Charlie, I can't believe that you told your little sister that there's no such thing as Santa Claus." And that is when I saw someone's entire belief system explode. Charlie said to me, "Wait, there's no Santa?" Now, I really wasn't listening at this point, and I said, "No, you just told me you knew that." And he said, I didn't say that." And he was just frozen. And his little eyes through his glasses lenses started to well up, and he was just staring at me. And then he said, "So, who is Santa?" Oh, then I was like, "Oh, shit." And I tried to recover with what I was just, "Charlie, I'm just kidding. I was just kidding about Santa. I just wanted to see what you guys were saying." But by then, his mind was working. His eyeballs were spinning, and he had fear written all over his face because all of the things that he had worried about were now confirmed, and his beliefs were destroyed. I tried to explain that the spirit of giving and Santa lives through the tradition of your mom and dad by repeating the original gifts that Santa provided, and we were part of the Guild of Givers, which I thought was genius, and it worked for about 10 feet until he stopped again and said, "Wait, what about the Easter Bunny? Is that you and Mom?" I said, "Yes." His shoulders slumped. Now, he took a few more steps, and then he stopped and said, "Whoa, Tooth Fairy?" And I said with great weight, "Yeah, that's me and Mom." The walk home was about a mile, but it felt like a marathon, and I just rambled on trying to make things okay. "This is a secret between us men, Charlie. Never let on to Mom or your sister that you know what I just told you, okay?" Well, when we walked in the door, Megan was eagerly waiting to hear if Charlie knew about Santa, and I just looked at her with guilt all over my face and said, "I blew it." Now, that's a whole different episode for the future on how I tried to recover with my wife. Anyways, I share this life experience for two reasons. If you're a parent, your kid believes in Santa, never ask if they don't believe or not. You're going to blow it. And blowing up your child's belief system that you built is no fun to watch. And Charlie still occasionally mentions how I destroyed Santa for him. But the second and main reason was to illustrate the power of belief. When you believe in something, you commit to it. Your brain sees what it wants to see, and your heart feels in an effort to reinforce your belief. Believing is a mindset muscle and needs reinforcement and a follower. And that follower is you. So let's look at a couple of beliefs that we as leaders can support in others and ourselves. Actually, sit back. We're going to look at 10 of them. Belief number one, you are a leader and capable of great things. Remember that a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. When you believe that you can make a difference, you will. Belief two, you control your engagement in life. So many people believe that other people are responsible for their engagement, which is painful to see sometimes. When you believe that it is up to you, you get things done. You create the conditions for success, and you find ways to make it happen. Too many people believe that others need to do the lifting for them. Nope. If you believe that it is up to others to get you into a position of success, you will one day wake up and look like Charlie did on our walk. Belief number three, you can get stronger. Many people believe that they peak and then decline over time. If you believe it, you will be it. Your talents can grow. Your knowledge can grow. Your mind can expand. Only one person shuts that out, and that is the person who believes they can't. Believe that you can. Belief four, you control your ability to find inner peace and happiness. There are people that I know that believe that happiness is actually a constant state, and there is no reason not to be happy. Some people think they're a little loopy, but they believe that life is a series of endless challenges from which to grow, and that belief drives their happiness. They believe that they can do it, and while they fail often like everyone else, they believe in resilience, and they just get back up. believe that you own your own happiness, and you immediately reduce the disappointments in life. I mean it, immediately. Belief number 5, you believe in the best in others and you don't pass judgment. You believe in empathy, and you live through the lives of those you serve. You believe in supporting the needs of others over self, and as a result, their belief in others drives greater success for everyone around you. Belief number 6, you believe that you are here to serve others and believe you are second. Those who believe they are first enjoy things like depression, anger, disappointment, and disbelief. They live in a sequence of, can you believe this is happening to me moments? Those who believe that they are second and that others are first, well, they serve and believe that they're here to make sure others find success. And then, in exchange, find themselves successful. Belief number 7, you believe that others are inherently good. Trust in the motivation of others is critical, and believing that others are good, even when it isn't good enough, still allows you to support them. When people believe in the efforts of those around them, they find ways to coach them to the next level. Belief 8, you believe that you are obligated to bring the energy. Leaders that recognize that energy creates energy, which can increase the abilities of others, are great leaders because energy creates energy, sparks innovation, and drives iteration. Belief number 9, you believe that everything in life is an OFI. Remember, an OFI is an opportunity for improvement. Failure is inevitable. Disappointment is natural. And looking at life as a chance for continuous personal improvement is a game-changing lifestyle. Wallowing is not something that others believe to be a positive quality. Fixing what is broken is. Belief 10 makes me think of one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands from the 90s. The song is Odds Are by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Struck by lightning sounds pretty frightening, but you know the chances are so small. Stuck by a bee sting, nothing but a bee thing. Better chance you're gonna buy it at the mall. But it's a 23 or 4 to 1 that you can fall in love by the end of this song. So get up, tell the bookie to bet I'm not a damn thing will go wrong. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright for another night.
Beliefs are really powerful. They fuel changes. They challenge your thinking. They start revolutions. They create innovations. They fuel the spirits of many. However, as a leader, being cognizant of your beliefs is critical. Sharing your beliefs with those you serve is paramount to the success of you and them. If you believe in others, they need to hear it. If you believe that others are first, they need to feel it. And if you believe it's going to be all right, guess what? It is. A buffalo leader charges into the storm believing that they'll get through it faster. They challenge other assumptions in order to get to optimism. They charge believing they're modeling for others how to persevere in the face of pessimism and obstacles. Guys, life is awesome, and I believe that we each can make the most of every minute. Does this take a tremendous amount of energy? Heck yeah. But if you don't believe that you can do it, well then, how will it get done? You are a difference maker. Believe it. Each of you every day changes the direction of others, and that is powerful. Believing that you own your happiness makes you happier. Owning your success makes you more successful. And believing in yourself when others may not, well, that just makes you stronger. Believe me, there is no one who can push over a buffalo leader, and that is because they are grounded in their beliefs, are not afraid to fail, and most importantly, our beliefs outweigh any opposition that comes our way. Plus, odds are, we're going to be all right. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe beliefs about yourself that you need to challenge. List strategies that you can employ to grow others' beliefs in themselves. And finally, list your beliefs. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please rate and share this episode on your social media platform. And if you have not yet done so, remember to subscribe to the weekly TH3 on the Smart Thinking Facebook page or on Twitter. And as always, thank you to the Wellpennies for their great music. Finally, I'm taking the next 2 weeks off from the podcast to enjoy the holidays and travel and spend time with my family. I'm sure the next 2 weekends will provide plenty of life experiences for me to share on the podcast in the future. I also want to thank you for listening each week and helping me grow as a person and leader. Each weekend, when I sit down and reflect and write out what I think we need to review and talk about as Buffalo leaders, I find great energy in this mission. I am blessed that I get to do this, and I'm amazed that people listen to me across the state, nation, and the world. I'd love to hear from those of you in the United States, Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and Australia. And I'd love to learn how you use the thinking from the podcast. As we close out this episode, I want to share two more beliefs. Belief 11 is, believe in yourself. I saw a sign the other day that made me pause. It read, "Nobody cares, work harder." I don't believe that at all. I believe that you work harder and more people actually care. I believe that they see you believe in a cause and they step into the arena with you because you believe in yourself, and that makes you attractive as a leader. People who risk it, who operate with blind faith in others and believe that they're making a difference, well, they always do actually make a difference. Belief 12, believe in something bigger than you, like Santa. Now hear me out. Believing in a greater cause and idea is motivating, it's inspiring, and it's calming. When you drive yourself to push the boundaries of your own understanding, you push yourself to new frontiers of life. It is so safe as a leader to stay within the boundaries established for you by others. But a little belief can go a really long way for you and all around you. Mission-driven people get things done because in the end, they believe in the outcomes and they believe in others. This week, and as we head into the new year, Buffalo to the outer frontiers of what you think you can do, so that you can believe in a greater purpose. And most importantly, remember to always believe in yourself.
What a year for a new year. We need it like we needed life, I guess. Last one left us lying in a mess. What a year for a new year. What a night for a sunrise. And we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise. Sunrise. What a day for a new day. And our world is almost beautiful again. What a day for a new day. New day. New year. What a year for a new year. What a year. What a night for a sunrise. And we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise. Sunrise.